This is a long-term program to try and mobilize resources to enable rural children in Zimbabwe access to reading material, with the hope of also building libraries in rural Zimbabwe. As I've said, it's a long-term thing, but we do one step at a time. The trust was formed in 2002 in Zimbabwe, and it is registered in Zimbabwe. And we also registered the same trust here in 2003. So the trust is now registered in two countries, in Zimbabwe, the benefiting country, and in New Zealand. And we're even looking at setting it up in other countries as well, in the diaspora. The aim being to mobilize resources to send to children in Zimbabwe and let them enjoy some library facilities.
So now, looking at what you're trying to do, what is the aim really here?
The aim is empowering children in Zimbabwe through literature, because we believe that reading develops the child's intellect. Reading enhances their performance in school. Reading opens their eyes to the wider world. So we believe that the children need access to information. So that's why we are trying to get books and in the long term build libraries, so that they can enjoy the same facilities as some of the urban counterparts, so that they can enjoy the same facilities as the children in the developed world.
So now we see that there are so many people that are interested in this kind of project. And some of them are some Indians who are based in New Zealand. We are talking here of Shefali and Shivani Singha, who are actually twins. You know, and this is causing a lot of, interest among New Zealanders. So tell us, it seems as if you really hit it very well here.
Yes, these girls are just amazing. When we launched the trust last year in New Zealand, their mother, who happens to work for an NGO, was invited to attend the launch event. So they came along with the mother and they heard our story, and they took it upon themselves to help other children who are less privileged. And so they've been mobilizing resources. They set themselves a target to raise $500. To buy books in Zimbabwe, not books in New Zealand, but to buy books in Zimbabwe. And through that process, they'll be promoting the publishing industry in Zimbabwe. They've now met their target, and at the moment we are liaising with our trust in Zimbabwe to identify a school which will receive the money to buy books. In fact, what we've done is we have liaised with the Zimbabwe Publishing House so that they can provide books with that money, and then the money will be sent to them, and then the books will go to the school. So this is something that is really unheard of. These girls don't have any relationship with Zimbabwe, but they just heard the Zimbabwean story, and they took action. And in the process, they've inspired other Zimbabwean children here. My own daughter has pledged to also raise $500 for Nyamasanga School in Chitomborwizi to buy books. So I think as more people get aware, I hope that we'll get support from many other Zimbabweans in the diaspora and other people as well, just like as New Zealanders here have been very supportive.
At the end of the day, I guess normally you will have a message for Zimbabweans, especially those that are living in rural areas who could be beneficiaries of this program. So what is your message to them?
There are people out there who are willing to help, but the children in Zimbabwe must take reading seriously. Yes, I know that some of them don't have the resources, but we are working out very hard to ensure that we try to get the resources and provide them to them so that they can read. And those who are fortunate enough to get those reading resources, they must use them.
So far, so good. How many books have you sent to Zimbabwe?
We haven't sent any books to Zimbabwe from New Zealand as yet, but the trust in Zimbabwe has been getting books from other donors. And I think so far we have distributed books to 12 schools in the rural areas. And also for your information, we have launched the Zivamidiyako program. The Zivamidiyako program is aimed at Zimbabweans to give back to the rural schools that they went to. Dr. Gurama Tunu, he is our patron, and he has taken the lead to build a massive library at the school that he went to in Nyazura.